We got a comic all the way from Los Angeles, California. Guys, I just met him today, the nicest cat. Give it up for Jordan Lear.
Thank you. Give it up for Juan. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Comic after comic. Give it up for Dustin Hadlock, too. Thanks, man. Dude is going to have a mental breakdown and fucking quit comedy forever, like we all do. That's how you know he's a veteran. Yes. I just came back from L.A. I just came back from it. Yeah. Total fucking shithole. Holy shit. Wow. If there's anywhere on Earth where weed should be illegal, it's there. Holy fuck. That place is fucking crazy. I lived there for fucking 10 years, never spending another day there. Fuck that. Los Angeles is just one bathroom that's out of order. That is like, you can't even take a shit there. You can't. You just have to get high and leave as fast as possible. That's all you can fucking, you need a machete to drive in LA now. Like, you fucking can't, fucking meth head trying to fucking vax you in the fucking throat, you know? Oh my god.
Welcome to the Jordan Lear Program, brought to you by a fake microphone. Yeah, look at this shit. I'm just holding it for show, because it feels good. I feel like I have power. I feel like I have the spirit stick when I hold this thing. Doesn't matter if it's not actually recording anything, and I'm just using the audio off the fucking iPhone. Fuck. Life is, I'd say my life is falling apart, but I think it's coming together, you know. I'm in Phoenix, did stand-up in Phoenix for the first time in my life last night. Hey, lit it up, got some laughs, a couple people didn't like it, the usual. I think I'm back, baby. Some guy in the fucking front walls fucking looking like Oliver Anthony just stonewalling me. I'm trying to fucking do my, you know what I'm saying, anyways, fuck. What's going on? God, I have not done this podcast consistently since I left Los Angeles. I have it, man. I went out to, I left LA in 2022 in the summer, and I went back to Michigan, and I chilled and fished for like 3 or 4 months, had a great time, read some books, read some Shakespeare, and I went to New York, and I just got in fucking the theater game. I went deep on theater. I just booked a play. I moved there, and I booked a play in October, and I just was like reading plays and going to plays and trying to meet other actors and writing. I was like writing. I wrote my own play. I did that. So I put the old podcast on the back burner. And my excuse was, I was like, oh, I don't have equipment. But then I went back to LA to get all my fucking shit I left, and I'm still not even using it, I guess. So what's the fucking, what is all this? Life of an entertainer. Holy shit. When I left LA, I didn't leave it the right way. Like, I left having like a fucking, pretty much mental breakdown, panic attack, whatever. I call it just a sign, you need to leave, okay? Holy shit, I can't believe people are still there. I left all my stuff there. Like, I left all of my clothes and like good belongings. Everything that like I cared about, like, was in this fucking shack in LA. And I subleased it to my buddy, who's a comic. Terrible idea. Worst fucking idea ever. Holy shit. Thinking it would all just be fine. And it was, pretty much, but whatever. When I left LA, I thought I was going to leave for like two, three months, you know, and go back and maybe decide then. But I just kept having another Budweiser and catching another fish. Got another fucking tattoo, you know what I mean? It's like, I just stayed. And I just like, fuck this. And I went to New York with nothing. I moved to New York with a pair of jeans, a fucking t-shirt, and my laptop. And I left that in New York too. Holy shit. Fuck me. Anyways, I don't have my didn't have my shit. I left it all there. And I just did this trip out here to AZ. And because I love Arizona, I've got family here. I love it so much. And then I just drove to LA earlier this week. What the fuck day is it? Last week? I guess last week I drove there. For the first time in over a year, I haven't fucking been there, man. That city fucking sucks. It is a dirty piece of shit, shithole with like the devil. You can feel the devil everywhere. You can literally feel the devil in the alleyway. And in the nice parts, even in the nice parts, it's like bad. Anyways, dude, I come out here and my girlfriend comes with me. She's never been out west, really. She's never been to AZ. She's never been to LA. And she loves AZ. I love AZ. We go on some hikes. We go to LA to get my shit. And I thought we were going to do like a 2-day trip. And I was like, hey, I hate LA, but you know, I love the hikes. I love the beach. I love the tacos. I'll show you some good time. And it's just like, as soon as you get close to that city, the fucking energy changes. It's like a real thing. And I moved out there when I was 20, you know, it was 2011. Like, I felt it then. But when I was 20, I just thought I was being a pussy. I was like, oh, well, this, you know, becoming an adult, and it's my first big city. And no, I've learned over the years that my instincts were so fucking on, dude. That city is bad. And I so feel for my friends. Like, you don't have to be there. Dude, we drive in, and my girlfriend, she likes cities. She likes traveling. She goes to, you know, and she's like, this place is bullshit. She's like, I don't feel energized. It feels evil. Dude, and it's like one thing, it's like the traffic is one thing, but like I lived in New York, that's a more dense city, you know. I've been in traffic there, it doesn't feel like LA feels, like it's so unsafe and sinister. Anyways, we go to my fucking right away, we're landlocked in like downtown traffic, and I'm like, this sucks, this reminds me of my whole fucking life, basically, this sucks. And we go to my apartment in Koreatown, place is pretty condemned, pretty trashed. The guy fucking let it go there. He most of my shit's intact. I got my records, I got my vinyl, I got my guitars that I've had since I was like 13. I got my amps and they're fine. My grandpa's cowboy hats, they were fucking smashed on the floor. lost a hard drive. I had two hard drives there. One of them's gone. What the fuck? Maybe some childhood memories are gone forever. Whatever, dude. I got everything really important in my life I haven't lost, it's fine. And even on the hard drive thing, like, I've kept track of pretty much all my important scripts that I've written over the years and projects, and so I still have them. I've scattered them across a few hard drives. Anyways, I was heartbroken. I didn't realize that at that time, but we go in, and I think I went into a fucking state of shock looking at my apartment, and I thought I was gonna hang out in LA with my girlfriend for a couple days. And we were like, fuck this. Loaded up my shit immediately. Drove to Venice Beach, which I love Venice Beach. And Venice is great. I can't shit on. Like, if you're gonna live in LA, fucking go to the beach every day, you know? Like, most people that live there never go. There's a lot of people that live in Santa Monica, never fucking go to the beach. Never. So, wet, beautiful sunset. We walk the boardwalk and fucking check out the skateboarders. It's beautiful. We bought some magic mushrooms. They sell like magic mushrooms, legal, but they don't fucking contain psilocybin. I don't know. Didn't feel shit. Anyways, we go to Bounce and the 10 freeway is on fire. It's on fire. The main like freeway that goes east and west in LA, like it's on fire, which, you know, granted, back when I lived there, I hated coming back to LA, and I used to pray that the whole place was on fire so I wouldn't have to sit there and like, do it, keep on trucking, whatever this horse shit is. But it was on fire, and completely fucked traffic. And I don't know, it's not even that, because I dealt with the traffic. I can do that. It's just, dude, I started driving back towards my cousin's. He lives in like Los Feliz. And, you know, it's an hour drive from the beach, and that's reasonable, that's fine, but dude, it got on top of me. And then I think I was just starting to have a panic attack because I think I had this romantic feeling like, oh, maybe if I come back and it's so dope here, like, I'll move back. And I was just sitting there and I was kind of like, literally like feeling bad for me in my 20s. I'm like, I cannot fucking believe I did this. I fucking drove, like, I don't even know how the rich people do it because it's so gross, really. But I fucking was dirt poor. I made like $22,000 a year, busting my ass doing Uber and Postmates and any other third fucking shitty job, ice cream job, what the fuck ever, and trying to do stand up and acting and then pay for like acting classes and audition classes and shit. How am I alive? If I stayed there a second longer, I would have been dead. I would have been, dude. And it's like, yo, very quickly, me and my girl were like, hey, let's leave in the morning. Let's crash with your cousin and leave in the morning. So in the morning, we fucking, we take a hike. I'm like, oh, let's go take Griffith Park hike up to Dante's Peak like I used to do. At the bottom of the hike is a person that hung themselves the night before. Yeah. And then whenever we leave LA, when we bounce, comic I've known, I didn't know him super well, but fucking Dana Carvey's son, Dex Carvey, fucking drug overdose, died. Guy I used to see at open mics, cool fucking guy, nice, warm-hearted, hilarious guy, dead the day I'm leaving. Holy shit, man. I mean, it just goes back to fucking guy that from my class of stand-up, Jack Knight, you know, he moved out there the same minute I moved out there. That dude accomplished all of the dreams all of us wanted. Like, he was a past regular at the Comedy Store, he got on TV, he was writing for TV, and then he shot himself in the head. So, I don't know, man. You know, it's not art and entertainment. It's like, it's LA specifically. It's like, that used to be a fucking artist place, and now it's not. It's a money-making place and a fucking... dude, I was literally, like, dry-heaving on the roads. Like, I was grossed out by, like, the place and the people. I'm like, this place needs to be... I don't know. It needs to fall off into the ocean. It really needs that. I fucking... My girlfriend wanted to see the Comedy Store. You know, she listens to, like, you know, like, real podcasts and shit, and Theo Von, and they're always talking about it. And I was like, baby, you know, you got, if you're gonna hang out at the Comedy Store, you gotta show up at like 10 or 11 at least. And I'm like, babe, we're gonna do a fucking drive by, and that's it. And I drove by, and I could tell, like, it's over. Like, that city was over when I showed up in 2011. You know, that was just the beginning of the fucking TikTok doom countdown. Like, rough. I don't know, man. There's a lot. I felt like I was tripping, like psychedelic. Granted, I did eat some mushrooms that were fake, but other than that, like, holy shit. I moved out there so young and I didn't realize what a toll that fucking city took on me. And I don't have to do it anymore to be anything. I could be fucking, I mean, that's the beauty of the internet and all this shit. I mean, you don't have to be there to do it. And I used to feel like you had to be there. And I love New York, and I'm gonna go back to New York and fucking do that, but I don't plan on just fucking being chained to any city, anywhere, ever. I'm gonna fucking do this and carry around my fucking phone and my broken podcast equipment and put it out. And it's like, I like it, so fuck it, you know? So fucking free. Went to Joshua Tree on the way out of LA, and I just wanted to fucking get back to Arizona, but my girl wanted to see it. She'd never seen it, and I'm glad we did, because it's beautiful, and I've been there a few times, but that's another thing. I thought it was like, we get to Joshua Tree, we pull over, and I'm happy, and I'm looking at the fucking Joshua trees and the boulders, and I just unload on some fucking tears. Like, any tear I kept in me from 2011 to 2022, like, bawled like a baby, and I couldn't even, I don't know, I get it now, it's just so much, it's just going in waves, and
my girlfriend, she's like, do you feel like you let someone down? She's like, you didn't. She's like, is that why you're... And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, I am so fucking proud of my life and my career. It's far from over, but it's like, dude, I did everything you could fucking ask for, you know? I'm not an X-Men or some shit, but I was on like the two most popular comedies of the 2000s, of the late 2000s. Goldberg's Young Sheldon, I was in fucking movies. I'm on TV, like my shit is still on TV. They play my episodes all the fucking time. And I performed at all the stages, every stage, Comedy Store, improv, haha, Flappy Dappy, Ice House, you fucking, you know, and I played music everywhere, played House of Blues, the Viper Room, fucking Hard Rock Cafe, and every fucking Pick and Whistle, every place in between there. Like, I did it, and it wasn't that, I'm fucking sentimental, and I get attached to things and objects, and I don't want to change anything about my life, but you can't help but, fuck, I spent so much time there, I can't help but look at every street and just think, oh, if I zigged here instead of zagged, and I don't even know what that would change. I'm like, what do I want, you know, because I'm very happy, but, you know, in your head after fucking 10, 11 years, you are, you know, the next Cyclops and the fucking Professor X of shit, and whatever, it's still, I don't know. Whole life to do all this shit. It's cool, man. I did ball my fucking eyes out in Joshua Tree with that loaded and just thought about every person I've liked or not liked and fuck. And I remember, yeah, I told my girlfriend, I was like, I feel like I'm mad at someone in that city and I don't know who. You know, it's like, leaving, you just have this feeling of fuck you, I fucking knew it and I fucking told you, and I don't even know who I'm talking to. I don't know, fucking hey man, maybe one of my agents that have dropped me over the air fucking dude, the SAG strike ended, we still have to vote on it I guess, but it ended, and that's mostly why I've been chilling. And then my agent in LA, dude, I've had my agent in LA even since I moved to New York, BRS Gage, and it's all self-tapes. It's been self-tapes for fucking 3 years. And when I told him I moved to New York, because I was like, hey, I've been doing some theater. And they're like, oh, that sounds amazing. Tell me more. This is how fucking fucked up Hollywood is. This is so stupid. I've got all the credits I've got. My agents like me. And then I go to New York and I up it even more with more acting classes and theater, like badass theater shit. And I tell them, and I'm like, yeah, I'm super bi-coastal. I can be in LA in a day. I've got a residence there. I got a place in New York. It's cool. I can audition for more roles. And they fucking, 2 months later, they finally email me back saying, oh, and this is the day after the strike ends too. The day after the strike ends, 2 months later, they email me back saying they fucking dropped me. I'm like, fucking okay. So we're back to work and I'm more fucking viable and sellable than ever. And you don't fucking... I was like, yeah, I'm good on that. Because, hell, part of me was thinking, I was like, oh, hey, maybe I'll go back to LA. And I got my agent there and this shit. And it's like, no, fuck all of you. Fuck all of you. You are... You're so not a part of anything that I want in this life. Fucking the agents and the... studio and trying to pitch your script and someone else says it's good enough so they'll make it. Fuck you. I say bring on the goddamn robot so I can fucking help make my own shit without everyone else. Fuck that. Jesus Christ. Like, what are we talking about? What are we fucking talking about? I'm 33 years old. I've been at this shit hardcore since I was fucking 18. And I'm fucking talented and good looking, and you're like, you gonna drop me? Okay, do that. Okay, good. Don't take 10% of the nothing you were getting me. Like, fuck it, man. Feel good about that one. And, I don't know. I'm fucking shadow banned, super shadow banned. And I don't know if you were one of my friends. It's hard for you to find my post. My fucking post don't show up like in my best friend's and my girlfriend's feeds. Like they don't. So, yeah, which is fine. That is just the thing right now. And I think it's better because, hey, all you fucking artists out there in LA that always wake up every day and you're like, I would die for my dreams. I would do anything. It's like, yeah, well, when there's no clout and no one's watching your channel and no one's paying you for it, you gonna keep doing it? I'm insane, so I am. I am going to keep talking to me and rewatching my shit because it's badass. But I don't know. I don't know about you Los Angeles. I don't know. I don't know. I'm very worried about my friends. Kenny Lyon. I got my Kenny Lyon shirts. I had three fucking Kenny Lyon shirts there. I love them. Always worried about Kenny. He's from LA though. Like, he'll fucking survive. But Kenny, he can get out too. But my bro, Rishi and Amanda, it's like, fuck. I keep begging them to leave LA. And, dude, I couldn't even see a couple of my friends. I was freaking out. I had to get the fuck out of there. I couldn't see Rishi. I couldn't see Jared. I was like, guys, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm about to die if I stay here a second longer. I am leaving. And they got it. And couldn't see my friend Lauren. God, my best friend Lauren. I still need to talk to her about that. I'm like, hey, Lauren, I'm sorry. I love you. I just fucking gotta stay alive. I hope you guys do too. I don't know, man. I guess that's the podcast day. That's a good one. I'm gonna go find something to plug this into. Is there a sign off thing I used to do? This has been the Jordan Lear program. I don't know. I'll just hit you like my agent did. Sorry, we're gonna have to take you off our roster. Bye.
Oh my god. I'll see you. Hey, man, have you been? You been to LA? Mad Max meets Schindler's List. That's what it is. You know what Schindler's List? Those kids that are hiding out in the fucking porta potty fucking things and shit. Those are the people that are doing good in it. That's what it is. Holy shit.